M8CAD mobile listening.
With the 8 Foxtrot Romeo, mobile and monitoring.
W8FRR from KM8DAD. Good morning, sir.
And a wonderful morning to you, sir. And forgive me, but I totally forgot your call sign already. I was actually caught off guard when you called, responded to my call sign. So I did forget your call sign, but your signal's coming in wonderful.
Well, thank you. Yours as well. Yeah, call is Kilo, Mike 8, Delta, Alpha, Delta. Name is Dan, and just heading into work, fighting the traffic. How are you doing this morning?
No, it's another wonderful day. I mean, I spent 2 minutes trying to turn left out of a Big B parking lot along a state highway, and it took me a while because everyone's going southbound towards Detroit and Metro Detroit. But now I know your call sign. You were the, like I said before, you were the first ham I've ever made contact with on the air.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember. I still remember that. I feel honored by that.
Yeah, now I've made so many contacts that, well, I had to stop keeping a log. I got too lazy to keep up.
Yeah, I don't know when the last time was I logged anything in my QRZ log book. I just, I know what you mean. And I used to carry a little, like a little bitty notepad around with me in the car and stuff. And I don't even, you know, I don't even keep that. Or I probably should keep one around with me. But, likewise, I don't remember call signs 2 minutes after I hear them.
Well, that's what DXing is for. That'll get you to remember call signs real quick if you do it long enough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll bet. Do you do much with 10 meters?
No, because I don't have a 10-meter radio, although there is a ham who is willing to sell me one. I really haven't heard his voice too much on the radio recently. But also, I just haven't devoted the time or really had the time to upgrade from technician to general.
Okay, yeah, you can do 10 meters with technician license. You can't do any of the other HF bands. See, I can't remember if 6 meters is VHF or HF, but I know that that you only need a tech license to do the 10-meter band.
No, because I knew 6 meter, which is HF, 50 megahertz. I know that was open to tech.
Yeah, that is certainly open, and the 10 meter is open to techs as well. I don't know if you did in the field day this year, but amateur extra, several people set up rigs, but we could actually on field day, I guess we could use his call sign because an amateur extra was present, so his call sign blanketed anyone, you know, who wanted to get on the air, and we could use his call sign and we could call out on 40 meters and 80 meters and whatnot. You can only do that on field day. That's the only time they allow that, but yeah, that was fun. I was able to make, I think, a contact in Washington State and someone down in Texas. But yeah, I'm like you. I only have 2 meter. My handheld is 2 meter and 440, and my base station is only 2 meter. And I kind of enjoy that right now. You know, the repeaters are fun.
Field day. My club actually set up for field day, and I was able to use our club call sign, and I hit Georgia, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun, and man, fast paced. Yeah, you talk about having to remember call signs. I was jotting them down left and right. I was writing down on a piece of paper, and they had a computer there with a software laptop where you could enter it in. So I was just jotting them down on paper, and then they'd put them in. I just need to learn to work that software a little bit more. But, it's a lot of fun for sure. And, yeah, I think if I had a 10-meter rig, my wife would want to kick me out of the house because I'd be on the radio all the time.
You can convince her to get a license, and then you can get double the points during field day in other contests.
Yeah, I'd like to go. I definitely plan to go for my general at some point. It's just a matter of getting the time. If I might ask, what study program did you use for your tech?
I use the UC channel Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee. Because I was honest, I honestly did not even do the live stream version of the weekly class. I just waited until it was done. And it was about 8 to 10 hours worth of videos, watched all the videos, and just ran a bunch of practice tests. And I was scoring about 1 to 2 wrong on the practice test. I got to my real test, and I only missed 3. So I think I did a pretty good job.
Well, I'd say you did a great job. Yeah, it's tough, man, having to memorize, 350 questions and answers and not knowing which 35 you're gonna come up with on the test. When I got mine done, I did the ham radio prep class online, and then I did the ham study and just went over and over and over. And finally, when I had everything, I was confident, I went down to Ann Arbor to take my exam because the closest to exam to me was the next month in Charlotte. I'm like, I don't want to wait a month. I want to knock this out while the information is, fresh in the brain, so to speak.
Yeah, I'm from Lapeer. So when I took my test, I tried to get in with the Cairo test site, but at the job I was working, I was not able to get it off to go to Cairo. I didn't want to wait till, this month or last month, because this was back in when I took my test. I didn't want to wait, 3 months for a close test. So I actually found one in Lansing, took the day off of work, and luckily I have a friend out in Lansing, so I was able to hang out with them and take my test. So it did work out. So I managed over 70 miles to get there, and they were surprised when I filled out the paperwork to see that was from Lapeer, but at least I got to hang out with my friend.
Hey, sounds like it was a great day all around. Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. Yeah, I didn't know until after the fact that there was monthly DE testing in Lansing, or else I would have hit one of those. But I can't remember where I went to look at testing locations, and Lansing just didn't show up at the time. But yeah, they do have them here monthly, and it's great that you were able to come down here and get that knocked out and spend some time with your friend on the side.
Yeah, well, anyways, unfortunately, I got to hang up the mic. I am pulling into my officially unassigned parking spot. So I'm going to let you go. KM8DAD, it was a pleasure talking to you. I'm going to send 7-3. Have a wonderful day. This is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot Romeo. I am clear on your final.
There's V8, Foxtrot Romeo Romeo from Kilo Mike 8, Alpha Delta. Great talking with you this morning. Yeah, I'm just about at the work site myself. I'm on campus, so I just slowly pulled around a parking truck. I don't know what they're doing, but they're parking on the side of the street. That's MSU. It's nothing unusual for the day. Anyway, great talking with you, 73, and hope you have a great day. We'll catch up with you again soon. KM8DAD will be clear. And 73.
Alpha Golf.
KF8 BOT monitoring.
KF8 BRD. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, KF8BRD. Just got off of work and finally sliding towards home. This is Eric Alcali.
I didn't catch the location, but yep, I'm on the same boat there. Just got out of work, just got home. Just got a little bit of paperwork due and I'm completely done.
KF8BOT. I'm out of Holly, and thankfully everything is done except for stopping at the store.
Gotta love that, right? What kind of work do you do?
I work out at the National Cemetery up here.
Okay, okay. So, kind of grounds work more, or... I'm assuming operating a backhoe, possibly?
When I started out there, I was working on the grounds and then went up more towards the office, actually performing the services out there. And now I take care of a lot of the administrative functions. KF8, BOT.
I heard that. I do heating and air, and luckily our job today wasn't too bad. We just had an air conditioner, and it wasn't in a bad basement, so I was happy about that.
Copy on that. I am imagining you guys are staying pretty busy right now. I just got back up from St. Louis where it was 106 every day I was down there.
Yeah, we're not slow right now, that's for sure. Now we just gotta hope, kind of hope on our end that the winter is kind of rough. We only get work when the weather is crap.
Yeah, a buddy of mine does commercial heating and air, like on the large commercial buildings and stuff, and yeah, he's up there pretty much. And the worse the weather is, the higher the building, it seems like.
Yep, that's definitely part of it. Yeah, I do residential heating, and that's my Achilles heel is the heights. So my boss knows that I don't do those well, so he puts me on jobs that are, you know, they may not be the best jobs, but they're not on a roof. So
that's a good deal. Yeah, I've been trying to figure out how the APRS all works and watching videos because my radio has it on it. But other than receiving packets and sending them out a lot, I haven't quite got everything figured out yet.
That's something I also have somewhat of an interest in. But it seems like all the radios that do APRS are way up there in price.
This one I did a lot of research on, and it's out of production now from Yaesu. It's the FTM-400. The FTM-500 has a little bit smaller screen, and I don't like it as much. That's why I kind of held off till I found this one. KF-8BOT.
KF-8BRD. May I ask what the price range on that was?
I see them every now and again, and they average right around the 400 to 500 used. I want to say the new FTM 500 runs like 5 and some change.
Yeah. That sounds like the type of radio I might buy one for a base, but I wouldn't want to dish it out to have one in the mobile, and yeah. I need to find a reasonably, you know, $100, $150 mobile that has it, but I don't think I will. I'm sure it's fine, really doable.
I just keep checking on, I got this one through QRZ, through their swap meet, and I just keep looking there until they have a ton of radios to go up pretty decently priced. It's just people jump on them immediately almost. I just got real lucky.
All right. Yeah, I'd like to get, I'd love to dabble with the APRS, but I think more than anything, I really want to get an HF rig, a better HF rig, or at least something nicer for being a base.
Yeah, I'm working towards my general right now. I was actually just looking at HF bases about 15 minutes ago as I was getting ready to leave work.
Which one are you looking at, out of curiosity?
That is a really good question. I've got it narrowed down, I think, to the Yaesu FTX-10. They run about 1,300, but it looks like it's kind of a one and done.
Is that one of the all modes, all bands one? So it goes like from 70 centimeter all the way down to, or up to 160 meter or whatever it is?
This one is 6 meters up to 160. It doesn't have the UHF and VHF on it.
All Okay, okay. I would love one of those ones that do all of it, but man, the money for that, you got to prioritize, you know.
Believe me, that's why I have dream sheets. I know I think it's the Yaesu 991. That is in all mode, like VHF, UHF, plus high frequency, and that one's got really good reviews on it.
Did you say the 990?
I think it's the 991, but my brain's pretty well fried today from work, so I could be wrong.
I can sympathize with that notion. bear with me one moment here. All right. I had to punch out and, you know, all that, make sure I was out of work. That way I didn't get in trouble for talking on the radio on the clock.
I totally get that. Laser, I just pulled into my house, so I am going to hop inside. It has been great chatting with you, and I hope to catch you again one of these days. But you take care of yourself, stay cool, and 73.
Yeah, 73 for you as well. I don't know if I told you, but my name's Jim over here, and I'm in Grand Ledge, so I figured I'd give you that information. So. Yep, 73, have a good day there, sir.
Good to meet you, Jim. KF8BOT.
KF8BRD, standing by.
This is Zero GPI looking for radio check. This is November Zero Tango Tango Italy looking for a radio check.